Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is May 15th. Today we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block. We're going to jump into Mosiah chapter 15, and it kills me that I have to move through these chapters so quickly. These, I know I say it a lot, but these are some of my favorite chapters in the Book of Mormon. The teachings of Abinadi are just so powerful, and there's so much to learn here. I wish that we could dive deep into every single verse, but then it would be an hour a day instead of 10 minutes a day, and my goal is to make it doctrinally rich, but short enough to manage each day. So I'm just going to continue to try with that goal, but I hope you're finding the incredible scriptures and doctrines in these chapters on your own. So let's take a look at some of the incredible teachings about Jesus Christ and his role as our Redeemer. Let's start in verse 8. It says, "And thus God breaketh the bands of death, having gained victory over death, giving the Son power to make intercession for the children of men, having ascended into heaven, having the bowels of mercy, being filled with compassion towards the children of men, standing betwixt them and justice, having broken the bands of death, taken upon himself their iniquity and their transgressions, having redeemed them and satisfied the demands of justice." I love that phrase, satisfies the demands of justice, because oftentimes I think we forget that justice is a law, that there is a consequence attached to our choices. In a earthly sense, we might say every action has an equal and opposite reaction, right? The law of justice is kind of like that law, but on a spiritual plane. The things that we do matter. There has to be justice. There has to be consequence for our choices, whether it's good or bad. And God has to obey his laws. If he didn't obey the laws, he would cease to be God. So as much as God wants to save us and protect us from the demands of justice, he can't. He has to obey that law. In October of 2006, Elder Scott gave a talk called "The Atonement Can Secure Your Peace and Happiness." And in that talk, he said, "Justice requires that every broken law be satisfied. When you obey the laws of God, you are blessed, but there's no additional credit earned that can be saved to satisfy the laws that you break. If not resolved, broken laws can cause your life to be miserable and would keep you from returning to God. Only the life, teachings, and particularly the atonement of Jesus Christ can release you from this otherwise impossible predicament." So if justice had its way, then any mistake that we made would keep us eternally from God. It would cut us off from his presence forever. And when we died, that would be it. There would be nothing else. But God's plan was for us to return to him and to live with him and be with him forever. So he found another way. As the scripture says, he found something to stand between us and justice. I love that image of the Savior standing between us and justice. We have a dog. He's a big dog. And he's really, really friendly, really loving, probably the best dog in the entire world. But because of his size, he can be a little bit scary if he feels like you are a threat to his family, to his people. I've actually seen him before. If someone comes into the house that he thinks doesn't belong there, I've seen him try to stand between my kids and that person. And so I love this image, this idea of this protecting nature of God placing the Savior between us and justice. The idea of him protecting us from the law of justice through the plan of mercy. God, in his perfect wisdom and his perfect plan, placed the Savior and his atonement between us and justice so that he could still obey the laws of justice but extend mercy perfectly. But we have to repent in order to obtain that mercy, in order to access that mercy, and to have the law of mercy be activated in our lives. In a talk called "The Mediator," Elder Packer said, "The extension of mercy will not be automatic. It will be through covenant with him. It will be on his terms, his generous terms." And my friends, his terms is our repentance. It's our efforts to change and to become more like him. Also, the Sermon on the Mount teaches us that in order to obtain mercy, we have to extend mercy, because we have to show that we believe in the law of mercy, not just when it suits us or when it's convenient for us or easy for us, but that we believe in mercy and forgiveness for everyone, even if that means that we have to extend that mercy and forgiveness to someone else. And this is a sort of covenant that we make with Christ. He extends that mercy. He's paid the price already, and he extends the mercy. But he asks us to repent, to change, and he asks us to extend mercy to other people so that all of our thoughts, all of our deeds, all of our actions testify of his grace, of his mercy, of his power to help us change and to become better. And through this covenant, he adopts us, and we become his. Let's take a look at verses 10 and 11, which say, "And now I say unto you, who shall declare this generation? Behold, I say unto you that when his soul has been made an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. And now, what say ye? Who shall be his seed?" So I love that question. Who are his seed? And the answer comes in the next verse. Listen to this. "Behold, I say unto you that whosoever has heard the word of the prophets, yea, all the holy prophets who have prophesied concerning the coming of the Lord, I say unto you that all those who have hearkened unto their words and believed that the Lord would redeem his people and have looked forward to that day for a remission of their sins, I say unto you that these are his seed," or they are the heirs of the kingdom of God. So this is how we continue in that covenant. This is how we continue on the covenant path and become heirs to his kingdom. We hear the words of the prophets. We hearken to those words. We believe in the Lord and his atonement, and we look forward to a remission of our sins. I especially love those last two. It means that we believe in the Lord. We believe that he is our Savior and Redeemer, and that we repent because we believe that. Now, sometimes when we talk about this is what the Savior did and this is what we have to do, we use words like covenant. It can make things feel contractual, but there is nothing about our relationship with Jesus Christ that is contractual. It is all relationships. It is all about the love that he has for us and us showing love for him. In 1995, the presiding bishop of the church at the time, Bishop Bateman, gave a talk called "The Power to Heal from Within." And in that talk, he says, "Isaiah and the prophet Abinadi said that when Christ would make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Abinadi explains that his seed are the righteous who follow the prophets. In the garden and on the cross, Jesus saw each of us and not only bore our sins, but also experienced our deepest feelings, so that he would know how to comfort and strengthen us." My friends, nothing about that offering that the Savior made was contractual. It was all about his relationship with us, his love for us, and his deep desire to reach out, to save us, to offer us grace and mercy, and to bring us back into his presence. It was a choice that he made because of his love for us. He gave his life so that he could stand between us and justice, to protect us, to save us, and to bring us back to him. My friends, the Savior didn't just erase the demands of justice. He paid them. He took upon himself the consequences for our sins so that he could stand between us and justice, so that he could stand as our Savior and our Redeemer. But because he did that, he can ask something of us. He can ask for our faith. He can ask for our repentance, for our change. God's plan was a perfect plan of mercy, a perfect plan that allows him to bring all his children who will back home to him. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.